Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz, for the humiliating and exaggerated introduction. I might think twice about next year. I need to endure this every year.
Just for the record, that means he said he's going to speak twice next year.
I've never said no to Rabbi Schwartz, but it's a great schos to have the opportunity to be back here. And just so you should know, the opportunity to hear and to have a kesher with a Rav, like Rav Schwartz, somebody who's dedicated in Tzarchei Tzibur, as a posek, as a Marbitz Torah, and as a Gomel Chesed, as he spoke about on Aseres Tzmei Tshuva, it made a tremendous hashpa on me. As a Gomel Chesed, not only professionally, but personally, in his work here, in his work outside, with his family, with his friends, it's something that we shouldn't take for granted, the opportunity to, you have it every day, some of us only have it maybe once a week, I have it twice today, Baruch Hashem, but it's a tremendous loss, and you should continue to be zochel l'hagdil Torah l'hadira mitoch harchavas hadas v'simcha v'nachas kol yimei chayav. The opportunity tonight to come out in a cold winter evening to warm ourselves up as we approach Shabbos and to really gain a greater appreciation of the mitzvah of Taras HaMishpacha. So tonight I'd like to discuss not even halacha l'maisa necessarily, but as much as how can we get to a mikvah on a Friday night. We'll get to that in a second, but it's important. I always like to quote a Rebbe, Rav Willig, who always says that a person always has to have a Rebbe. A seilach harav is not just to be able to ask shailas, but to know that there's somebody that I can turn to if I'm not clear on something. And very often when it comes to taras HaMishpacha, so people feel like the woman's usually the most machmir, and the husband is usually wants to be makel because she's making it up, or maybe she's extra cautious, she's anxious. Okay, so let's bring it to the Rav, and the Rav is going to be the most makel. Because koach teheter adif. And it's important to know that just because you have a shaila doesn't necessarily mean, uh-oh, it's going to be bad, or uh-oh, we're going to have to start all over again. But sometimes we can find a way, a Pesach, a Tzad l'Hakel, because of your specific circumstances, that can allow a person to move forward in their Shalom Bayis and to grow closer, and sometimes even through difficult circumstances, but to have that opportunity to share it with the Rav so that all of your experience, he knows what's going on, he's able to give you a psak based on your unique situation, is really a very valuable thing. And it's something that I encourage you to share not only with your wives, but also with your friends, those who aren't able to be here tonight, to know the really critical importance of having the opportunity to have a Rav to whom you can ask your shailas, and who better than Rav Schwartz, somebody that we all turn to on matters of Psak and Eitzah alike. So, several weeks ago, Rabbi Herman spoke about chatzitzos, things that create an artificial barrier between us and the Mei Mikvah. And it's a schus tonight to conclude the series, the annual series of Shovavim. Had the opportunity to speak at the Mikvah Malav Malka right in the middle of Shovavim, and now to conclude it, Baruch Hashem, to talk about something that has a 14% chance of happening. There's 7 days in a week. 1 out of 7 is 14%. Now, some of us had to use a calculator to figure that out. But it's a mir hamatzoy at least, though it depends, is it 14% or 49%? And so I'd like to give you the following case. A woman is out of town on a business trip. She's at some professional training, and she realizes that it's her Leil Tevila. Her husband is not with her. He's back home taking care of the kids as best he can. And she knows that she has to go to the mikvah, but the closest mikvah, I think Rebbe Zinnberger has lots of stories, and the closest mikvah is 100 miles away, or let's say 2 hours away. So how long would it take an Uber driver to take you from her conference to the mikvah without asking any questions, turn around and come right back? $250, let's say. So is she mechuyaves to spend that significant amount of money to go to the mikvah on time that Thursday night? Or can she just wait until she comes home on Friday afternoon, and then like any other Arab Shabbos, she'll go to the mikvah Friday night? So it's problematic on a couple of levels. Number one, obviously a logistical nightmare. Anybody who's been married long enough, the opportunity to go to the mikvah, that 14% chance is not something that we are necessarily so excited about. It's a tircha. It requires extra hachana, extra preparations on an already busy Erev Shabbos. And once you have children, certainly, if you have guests, if it's a family simcha, how do you sneak out? That's number one. Number two, it's a significant halachic challenge, which is our focus for tonight. When was the last time, maybe don't answer the question, think in your head when the last time you went swimming on Shabbos was? Or when was the last time you went into a sauna? A hot tub on Shabbos. Not even swimming. You're not even exercising. You're just going in to relax. It's a nice Shabbos afternoon. Some people have pools in their backyards. I'll just go in for a dip and then I'll stay out and I'll let the sun dry me off. What's the problem, Rabbi? What's the big deal? I hope that everybody here, certainly people who are Lomdei Torah, Bnei Aliyah, members of this wonderful community, all of you are going to say no. But in case there was one person who might in their back of their head said yes, so we'll spare you the embarrassment. But how can you go into a mikvah? How is it substantially any different from going into a swimming pool on Shabbos afternoon in the middle of July to cool off? So in order to address this question, we need to take a step back. And it's a question that comes not out of atzlus, but rather out of concern for an appreciation of halacha. Why don't we just postpone it? If you need to go to the mikvah, so one out of seven, okay, I'll just go Motzei Shabbos. It's a lot easier. I don't have to wake up any alibis. I don't have to pretend that I need to go for a walk. I'm just going to go Motzei Shabbos. No one's going to know any better. I'll go later. It'll be more convenient, certainly, for the mikvah attendants who have to give up their Friday night as well and with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. So them, at least, they can say, tell their family, everybody knows that I'm involved in the mikvah. But still, to take them away from their family on Friday night, on Shabbos Kodesh, is still, they have extra hachanas as well. So the answer is that there's an opinion in the Gemara that tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. That when a person finishes their 7 days of clean days, shiva nikiyim, that they need to go to the mikvah as soon as possible. So this as soon as possible is right after Tzeis HaKochavim on Friday night. So what's the source of this? Now we can argue that this is not a mitzvah sasesha as mangrama, right? The zman, the time, when a person reaches the end of their shiva nikiyim, so that's gorei mechiyuv to be tovel in the mikvah. So you'd say, is it like matzah? Is it like sukkah? But really, I think it's more like a matir, right? You're tamei, and now that you've gone through this period of time, and you haven't seen any dam, and you haven't have siktara, so now you have the opportunity to prove to yourself, no, now I can be tovelis b'mikvah, and it's a matir. Now I have a heter, I'm now mutter Labaila to her husband. But is there any significance to doing it now versus doing it the next day? So the Gemara Nida brings a machlokas as to whether tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah or not. There is such an opinion. Most Rishonim, specifically Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in the Gemara Nivamos and Dav Chesam and Aleph, say that even though it sounds like the maskana of the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, it's really not. It's not a mitzvah. A person should go as soon as they can. But there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation for her to go, let's say Thursday night, even though she's going to have to spend $250 on a cab. She doesn't have to do that. Question is, if the next day is Shabbos, we'll see what happens. So what's the raya? How do we know that we don't need to go to the mikvah right away? That tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah? And the answer is that today there is no such thing as tefillah bizmana. We think that the end of Shiva Nikiyim is the mitzvah, but in fact, it's just a chumrah. All of us are concerned that maybe a person is a zava, so we add 7 days after, right? A person stops, if a woman stops bleeding after a couple, so let her do a hefsek, and then she'll count Shiva Nikiyim, and then she'll go to the mikvah. We add extra days. So at the point that you have 5 plus 7 is 12 days, that's not necessarily a mitzvah, and yet we call it tefillah bizmana. That is tefillah bizmana. We would suggest it's a mitzvah, but it's not. So we see from here the fact that we add on all these days, and that all Jewish women are machmir on themselves, tipas dam kechardel, that any type of blood is going to obligate themselves to have these harchakos and to separate from their husbands. So clearly, it's not a mitzvah. If it was a mitzvah, we wouldn't be machmir like this. How could you be machmir on a mitzvah? It's from kite. Very good. So we're going to get to that. in terms of tefillah in a mikvah on Shabbos. It's actually the same gezeira deraba about not being able to be tovel. So we're going to get to that in a second. But in general, there really does not seem to be a compelling case to say that tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. And so we'll say that it's not, even though Tosfos quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel that it is. The Gemara in Beitzah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says, Kol Chai Beitvilos Tovlin Kedarkan. So any person who has to go to the mikvah, so they're able to be tovel, they can immerse themselves as usual, afilu, well, not afilu, bein b'tisha b'av, bein b'yom ha-kippur. It should be afilu, right? Even on tisha b'av, even on Yom Kippur, if a person has to go to the mikvah, they're still allowed to go to the mikvah on a day when we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't swim, and husbands and wives are forbidden. They have to separate from each other, halachically. So we see from here that tefillah bizmana is a very serious inyan, to the extent that a person can be tovel on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av, right? You can go kedarko. Days when a person obviously has no opportunity of the mitzvah zona, certainly no opportunity of the mitzvah of Peri of Arivya. So Tosfos and that Gemara adds the following. Hainu dafka lahani shetovel tefillos b'mitzvah bizmana. It's specifically those who go to the mikvah on time. Right, since we add on these 7 days misafik because maybe she's a zava, because of that, so nobody's going to the mikvah anymore on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, even though the Gemara has a specific, explicit heter to do so. Umiu, however, b'Tisha B'Av ain tovum ki Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, the Amar Kedai, based on the Kinu la'abit tefila achas b'shana. So we can all understand, if a person is so focused on Chorban Beis HaMikdash, one day a year we can dispense with tefila bizmana. Certainly it's not in the spirit of the day. And therefore, so the Yerushalmi passes this way also. V'les holches ha'kehaf mishnah, the halacha is not like our mishnah that says that you can go. D'kamar kol chai b'tefilas v'chulei. V'od amri, the bizmana ze'ein tovel lo b'yom ha'kipurim v'lo tisha b'av. T'davka him shayu oskim b'taros. So what's the Mishnah talking about that says that you're able to go to the mikvah bizmana? It's only if you're involved in taros. So nowadays, we don't have that, right? You can understand why you have to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. Because naniach, you're not going to eat, but maybe you'll come in contact with something that's kadshim, with something that has inherent sanctity, and you need to be in a status of ritual purity. So if that's the case, you have to go to the mikvah. But we don't have that anymore. But now that it's just an opportunity to make her tahora so that she could come back and reunite with her husband, so she can do chafifa on Erev Yontif, and then she'll do a little chafifa, she'll get herself wet again after Yontif, because you need to have a chafifa right next to, connected to, time-wise, to the tefillah. Mechein b'tisha b'av. D'ha afilu titbol b'yom ha-kippur v'tisha b'av asur l'bala. So from the maskan of Tosfos, it sounds like if we were to say tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, that we still would not allow it on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur nowadays, despite whatever the Mishnah said. So we hold like Rabbeinu Tam that the maskan of Tosfos and Yivamos that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, though it is preferable. And Alpi Kabbalah, it's not something to be taken lightly. There is some significance in Chashiva, so a person should not just, and to just make that disclaimer, a person should not just delay or postpone and procrastinate the Leil Tefillah without a good reason for it. But here we might have a compelling reason. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Beis tells us that in Bala Be'ir, if her husband's in the city, mitzvah litbol bizmana. So she has a responsibility to go to the mikvah on time. Shelo levatel miperi of erivya apilu laila achas. That she shouldn't postpone the opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah de'araisa peru or avu even for one night. So I have not had the opportunity to hear of Schwartz's shir from last week, but in the questions of contraception, a lot of them come down to a question of, have you been mekayim a mitzvah peru or avu? And even if you have, what about ola erev al tanach yedecha, that you still have an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah of populating the world, and that's also a mitzvah. So we see from here the Chazal consider postponing Leil Tefillah even for one night to be a bittul mitzvah peri of erivya. Alachas kama v'kama, a person who's taking contraception shaloka alacha and without any real support for it. how much more so would that be a bittul of the mitzvah per urvu? So the poskim understand the mechaber to mean in baila beir mitzvah litvol bismana shalolavatol miperi veriviy afilu loy achas. I, but we already know that that we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel. We hold like Rabbeinu Tam that mitzvah bismana lav tefila bismana lav mitzvah. Right, there's not an obligation to be tovel in the mikvah on time. So how do we understand this? The poskim understand the mechaber to mean that it's a mitzvah to be toveles, so that she can be tahora, and at some point she'll have the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah peru or vu or the mitzvah ona, but it's lav dafka that night. She just has to be in a state where she's able to be mekayim the mitzvah, even if it's not going to occur exactly at that time. So even if they already have a boy and a girl, and they've already been mekayim the mitzvah, and even if, well, the erev al tanach yedecha, but there's another issue about tefila bizmana that we need to contend with, and that is going to a mikvah at all on Shabbos. And this can apply not only to women who are tovelos on Shabbos, but also to men. I remember when I was in West Orange, there was a chevra of men who would go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. So how can you go into a mikvah on Shabbos morning? Again, who goes swimming on Shabbos? How can you go to a mikvah if you can't go swimming? So the Gemara in Beitza, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, wrapping over into Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Chal yos echad b'shab, achar ha-Shabbos, so if Yontif is after Shabbos, the person has a kli that they haven't yet been tovel. So we understand this. It's a broader discussion. What's the status of a kli of a vessel that has not yet undergone tvila? So can you? We know that if you buy a new kli that was made by a non-Jew, you need to bring it to the kela mikvah. What's the status of that kli prior to tvila? So the Mishnah is talking about a kli that a person has from Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif. Now after Shabbos. After Shabbos is Yontif, and you want to be able to use that serving dish, right? Somebody brings you a beautiful serving dish that you're hosting them for a meal, or you're hosting them for Yontif, and they give it to you, and you take it out, and you realize, I give out. I haven't totaled it. What do I do? And this is common. Remember, this was maybe 3-4 years ago. People discovered that the dishes that they were using in candy stores, let's say, I remember, like, Main Street on Main Street in Queens, fancy serving dishes, glass, beautiful things, but were they totaled? We don't know. So maybe hashkacha, that was a whole hack a couple of years ago. So if you have that situation where somebody brings you a dish, you could use saran wrap. Okay. But let's say you don't want to because that doesn't look nice. If you're the kind of person who's really machshav of that dish, you would never dream of putting saran wrap on a yontif table. You should meet some people. Women are very machbid, I'm told. It's a shidduch question. Do you saran wrap on your kelim? So Beis Shammai says, Omer matbilin es hakol melefnei haShabbos. So Beis Shammai says, you can't tovel it on Yontif. You have to do everything before Shabbos. It's part of your hachana. If you're planning on giving it to your host, so make sure that you tovel it beforehand. Beis Hillel, Omer kelim lefnei haShabbos or adam b'Shabbos. That you have to also tovel it before Shabbos, but, says Beis Hillel, adam b'Shabbos. A person can go into the mikvah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the kuli yalma mias kli b'Shabbos lo. So everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, there's no machlokas that a keli could not go into a mikvah on Yontif. But, my time, Amar Rabba, so why can't you, before we get to Adam, why is it that a person can't bring a kli into a mikvah on Yontif? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, as you said before, gzeir Hashem yitlenu b'yadav yavirenu arba amas b'rishas harabim. Right, the same reason that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios b'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't take a shofar because we're concerned that a person's going to live in a community that doesn't have an Erev, like we do, which is stark and always up, Baruch Hashem, almost always up, I shouldn't have tef-tach peh. As somebody who worked in with the Erev in West Orange, it's a tremendous sachrayas and a tremendous opportunity, so we should always say thank you to the people who give, again, Moser Nefesh on Erev Shabbos. We have Erev checkers, we have mikveh attendants, a lot of people keep things running. So the rabbi was concerned that a person's going to go, if they want to tovel their dish, they're going to take it with them. How do you get to the mikvah? You have to walk outside. And if you walk outside and you're crossing Rishus HaRabim, so great. It's, you know what? You want to enhance your yontif with a kli that's brand new, but you've just been over on Hotzah Deraisa. So rabbi says that's why you're not allowed to take a kli. Yeah.
So why not just wait till Yontif to do it, and then it's all done.
Saying you, that's a good question.
trying to kill two birds with one stone.
Kli b'Shabbos lo.
Then what's the matter? Is Shabbos Yom Tov or not? Any Shabbos. I don't. If you're going to use it for Yom Tov, just take it on Yom Tov. No outside issue.
So I think that maybe the Gemara is talking. The Gemara says, "Kuli yamim miyas kol kli b'Shabbos lo." So everybody agrees on Shabbos. So the reason that you can't do it on Shabbos is gzera d'rabba. Why can't you do it on? So we'll get to why you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. But I hear maybe gzera d'rabba would not apply on Yom unless atu Shabbos. No, that doesn't make any sense. We don't do that on Yom Tov, right? I don't know. We'll have to talk about this after. That's a good question. So, Rav Yosef from Gzeira Mishum Schita says maybe you're going to come to squeeze the kli and get the water out. The Gemara says really there's no schita by the kli. Rather, the Gemara concludes Rava Amar Pnei Shenira Kimisakin Kli. Right, because what you're doing is before you put the kli in the mikvah, you couldn't use it. Now you put it into the mikvah, you can't see. It's not a discernible difference, but there's a spiritual difference inherent in the kli because of the process of immersion in the mikvah. And so therefore, says Rava, that you it's like tikkun kli, it took tikkun mana, and that's aser. Yihachi adam nami. So then, if there's no discernible difference, you're just going into the mikvah and you're putting the kli in, you're taking it out. You can put it into a dish basin in your sink. It looks the same. But there's a difference because now it's usable. So the same thing should apply to a person who's going to be tovel in the mikvah to become mitaher. The Gemara says no. Adam nira kemekar. The concern is that it looks like a person is going for a dip in the pool. They're going to cool off. That's aser on Yom Tov. So since it's not clearly evident that a person is immersing themselves in order to be mitaher themselves, so it might be that they're bathing for pleasure, and that's aser. There's no reason to prohibit the immersion. So how do we differentiate between tevila and nira kemekar? So the Mordechai says that since Rabbeinu Tam holds a tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah, so it's usher to go into a mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's no compelling reason for it. The Rabbi quotes a shiltus that says that nowadays we don't hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, so a woman cannot go to the mikvah on El Shabbos, period.
If you want to talk about nowadays, maybe in those days the mikvah may have been in the same place where you go to swim for relaxation. Nowadays it's a distinct. If someone's going to mikvah, there's only one reason to go to mikvah. It's not for a pleasure swim. So
right.
Why?
So that.
It depends where you're going.
There's some communities I'm told that the mikvah looks like a spa, but still it's not. So there, that does come up. The Achronim discuss it. Maybe now it's different. We're going to get to that. It's a good question.
Well hidden tunnel. You don't see people going to mikvah anyway.
What do you mean?
Nira can make her, but you don't see any people going in.
So the Trumas Hadeshen discusses this case. Shmuel Sadashin says, "V'yish litchos the hada aser Rabbeinu Tam litvol b'Shabbos hanu ein bala be'ir." So it's only when the husband's not around. Ve'ina tovela selam mishum tvila bizmana. Right? There's no opportunity for period of erivia, and she's only going because she's concluded her zayin nikiyah. Ve'aha pasan to lo kaimelan de mitzvahi. So we say no, we don't hold the tvila bizmana as a mitzvah. I will bala be'ir, but when her husband's around and you have the opportunity for ona and period of erivia, modenami deshar mishum mitzvahs kiyam ona. But even if it's not shaykh for that reason, the Gemara says, right, the opportunity, we're going to come back to this at the end, the opportunity for a husband to be with his wife on Shabbos is an opportunity for simcha. And that in and of itself, even if you don't have the opportunity for ona, the mitzvah sona, still it's a compelling reason to allow her to go. And another reason, right? The people who go every day and they go on Shabbos, they can maybe also go on Yom Kippur because they're going to be davening in a state of Tara, and that's going to elevate their davening, even though Rechitza on Yom Kippur is Asr. Right? Since she could have gone below Ichra, she didn't delay it. The apagav, and even though we find in the Gemara and Beitza that we said before, dehal lekule lekli. When it comes to the kli mikol makom, haminagul lizahar velimnoa. Right, the minag is not to go. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, a person should not go to the mikvah for no reason on Friday night. V'yemkein lekolamimar de adam nikra kemekar dehan is harim lehakir. We're concerned about this. Umuchach milsa de litvol mikavan v'nira kimisaken. So we're concerned, right? A person's going into the pool, into the mikvah, and it's gonna look unusual. It's gonna be suspicious. A woman should not go to the mikvah, says the Truma Sadesh on Friday night. Ela im kein baila be'ir, unless her husband's around, but if not, and she couldn't go before. So to come back to the original case that we put at the outset, that woman who's on a business trip, right, she could have gone Thursday night. She chose to save a little bit of money. A couple hundred, it's not insignificant, but that was her choice. So now that she forfeited, or she saved that money, she forfeited the opportunity to go Thursday night. She now forfeits the opportunity to go on Friday night, because really you shouldn't be going to the mikvah on Friday night. And so therefore she's not able to go. And so therefore he says... Yeah, but it's no longer Tefila Bizmana. Tefila Bizmana was Thursday night. And she chose not to go to the mikvah. So now she has an opportunity to go again, but at the point that it's not Bizmana, so my nafkamina tonight versus Motze Shabbos or even Sunday.
I thought we established before that if Bala is
Be'er, right, right. If that's Tefila Bizmana, says the Truma Sadesh.
The reason for not going to mikvah Shabbos would be because of it appears that it's something else.
Right.
So,
Nira Kamekar, a person's cooling off.
But if we're Matir, some people to go at a certain time, it doesn't sound like to any other halakha. I mean, I don't know every halakha in the world, but usually when we have an issue of something being usur because of appearances, Marasai, or even like Mitzvah Mavasha with cooking on Shabbos, Chazara, if you can do it, we don't, right, you're allowed to be Choser a Dabar, Yavesh, but not a Dabar Lash, right? Allah. So, but you're taking a pot, nobody sees what's in it, and you're putting it on the fire, right? How can we differentiate between a woman who's Baal Be'er, not Baal Be'er, when is Bizman, is not Bizman? Anybody who sees her going and is thinking, oh, she's going bathing, they don't know the situation behind it. So, when do we, how do we draw lines? Once we're moderate, how do we then say that for some people it's usur? Because it's not an issue of Allah, it's an issue of appearances.
So we're going to get into, in a little bit, where this isser is coming from. It's an isser of merchatzos, of going to bathhouses, which is really what it was. So it could be that the bathhouse was right next to the mikvah, because that's where they had pools of water. You'd have to look at that empirically and see if that's historically accurate. But if a person is seen going into that building, so mistama they're going to the bathhouse because that's the most common use, versus going to be tovelos in the mikvah. And so, but you could say further, really the only other person who's going to see her is the mikveh lady, is the mikveh attendant.
We have a general claw there that it looks like you're bathing, so it doesn't matter who sees her or not, it's
right.
Just the concept of appearance.
Right, so you could say maybe when you see a woman going into a building at night that has a dual use of a mikveh and a bathhouse, so maybe the common usage at that hour of the day is only for mikveh, so maybe then it would be different, but I haven't seen a good answer for that.
How can we say that the concept of it appears like bathing somehow only applies to
because it really is the same act fundamentally.
No, I'm saying, but it only applies to a woman who is not this man, right? It's an issue, and if it's not an issue, then it's not an issue because the appearance it happens regardless of whatever her intentions are. The appearance is the same, whether she's Bizman or she's not Bizman, whether it's Balbi or not Balbi, or whether it's an opportunity for owner or not. The appearance is exactly the same no matter who it is.
That's a good question. Two good questions.
I mean, the answer is,
yeah.
Is that it's not a question of that it is it apparent. It's appearance. It's we're docha that for somebody who's not. We're docha that.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
So,
I normally would say for anybody else, but for Tefila Bizmana, so we're willing to say, no, it must be Tefila, not Nira Kamekar.
But
it's not a great answer to your question,
right?
I could have said that, but then you would have said, come on. Okay, so what we find out of the Truma Sadesh is really a tremendous chiddush. Number one, that we'll be makil on Tikkun Mana for Mitzvah Sa'ona, and that we're machmir by people without, right? It really is a chiddush for the Trumas Hadeshim to say what I think that's really why you're bothered by, or that's where your question comes from. Where does this come from? It's a chiddush for the Trumas Hadeshim. So the Torah, as we paskin, quotes like Rabbeinu Chananel, Ein ha'isha ola mitumasa ad shetitwal karoi b'makum haroi v'achrei mei svirasa. So a woman has to go to the mikvah in the right place at the right time. V'Rabbeinu Chananel pasuk tefila b'zman mitzvah. Hiltoch mitzvah shetitbol miyad achar sheyichlu yimei svirasa. So because Rabbeinu Chananel paskins that tefillah b'mitzvah bizmano is a mitzvah, so therefore she has to go to the mikvah right away, right as soon as she finishes her zayin nikiyah. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't understand. The Torah is making this into like a big deal. Hilkach mitzvah shetitbol. What's the hilkach? Why couldn't the Torah have just said Rabbeinu Chananel pasak tefillah bizman mitzvah? And the mitzvah is shetitbol miyad achar sheyichlu yimei svirasa. So the Beis Yosef says, ikol ameidak my hilchach, halo ze be'atzma hu masha omer Rabbeinu Chananel tefillah bizman mitzvah. Pashut, simple, end it there. Hu shiratz lomer shemiyad achar sheyichlu yimei svirasa titbol the kevan shekach lo shayich lomer hilchach. So yesh lomer. So what's the answer? The Rabbeinu Mari b'nashe didan de'afilu rose tipas dam yoshua salov zayin nekiyim. It's talking bizman hazeh. When you don't have, they're not asukim b'tara, and they're always machmir that maybe it's a suffix zava, and they're going to wait 7 days, no matter what. The ikala memer the tefillah didhu lav bizmanahi. So this tefillah is not, as we said before, is not considered timely. Dilma osa raya bizman nidos haisa v'lo haisa tzricha min ha-Torah lispor elashisha. So the hashtag, however, now Einon Tovos Adel Ches, we wait until after the seventh day, into the eighth day. Come on, the kevin delab is man mina Torah he lo have mitzvah. So you would think that there's no such thing as tefillah bizman mitzvah anymore. That as long as we're waiting all these extra days, this concept is, you know, antiquated and stays on the bookshelf. Says the Beis Yosef, that's not so. L'kach kasav delesa, elokeven sha'enon me'akvos militvol, mis'akvos militvol, elokeven ha'konas chachamim kishmagia zman, shekavu lehen chachamim, tvila bizmana mikri, u'mitzvahi. So Chazal call it, they're able to rejuvenate that shame of tvila bizmana mitzvah, even though, technically speaking, it's not quite accurate. And so therefore, that's what the Torah was hinting to when the Torah writes, Hilkach mitzvah shetitbol miyad. So even though tefillah bizman is only for anita daraisa, nonetheless, going to the mikvah immediately after Shiva Nekiyim is still called tefillah bizmana. This is brought down halacha on the Shulchan Aruch as well. In Baila Be'ir, if her husband's in the city, mitzvah litbol bizmana shalo levatol miperi v'rivya afilu lai v'achas. That she should not postpone the tefillah even for one night. So the Rama adds, Haga, umutaris litbol b'lel Shabbos. So this is beferish. We don't have to worry about nira kemekar that a person's going to cool off. The Rama says, don't worry about it. And he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel ve'or zeruah and the Bahag and the Smag. Im lo yichol litbol kodem kein. It says only. To go back to our opening case, the Rama says it's only if tonight is your Leil Tefillah. But if you could have gone Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, some other time, and now it's convenient for you, I think has a Shaila about a woman. It's more convenient. It's baffling because she says, it's easier for me to go on Friday night. Can I go on Friday night? So that's the premise of the Shaila. This is counterintuitive to us. The Rama would say no. The only time you're allowed to go Friday night is when it's bismana. V'dafka in Baal Be'ir, and it's only if the husband's in town, afa b'lav hachi aser. V'im haya efshar la litbo kodem l'chein, if she could have gone earlier, could go in shahaya achar leida, right, a woman could have gone, but she postponed it after she had a baby. O shalo haya Baal Be'ir u'ba be'erim Shabbos, or her husband was not in town, let's say, tonight. And so she didn't feel like she had to go to the mikvah tonight because her husband's not around anyway. So she chose to bump it off till tomorrow, and tomorrow's Friday night. She says, in that case, you can't go. Yeshomrim shasur litbol. The chaynagu b'miktas mekomos. The Rama says, some are machmir on this. Avu makom she'ein minhag, ein lahachmir. But if you don't have such a minhag, don't worry about it. That if a person didn't go on Friday night, then they're not going to go. They shouldn't come Motzei Shabbos because the inyan of chafifa samach l'tefila is so important that if she's choosing to postpone it, it's almost like a knas. She can't go Motzei Shabbos either. The chayin almana shasur litbol tefila rishona b'leil Shabbos mishnah. So that's it. V'yesh makilim. The Rama concludes. So Rama adds that maybe you can't even be tovelos on Motzei Shabbos because you're going to break up the chafifa. So he adds that we're relying on a kula, both regarding nira kemekar and also not being mekayim the concept of chafifa samach l'tvila. That we should only be matir tvila b'lel Shabbos when there's an opportunity of baila pe'ir, which means when there's an opportunity for peruvu. So if she's out of town on Thursday and she comes back on Friday, she'd have to wait until Motzei Shabbos, assuming you're not in a community where they don't make you wait until afterwards. So we don't follow this Chomer of the Rama. We follow the Kula of the Rama. And we say, right, it's only Mikzas HaMakomos, and our community is not Mikzas HaMakomos. So the Taz and the Bach are Machmir, while the Trumas Hadeshen and the Shach are Mekel. The Rav Ozner writes in Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalet Simek of Zion, that were Mekel, and he quotes a Sidrei Tara that even if she was negligent, this is a Chiddush, even if she was negligent in postponing it from Thursday to Friday, right, everything we've said until now, he says it's okay, we can be Mekel on that. So we're Mekel like the Shach, we're Mekel like the Trumas Hadeshen, to be Tovel Leil Shabbos, even though we hold that Tefillah Bizmana is Lav Mitzvah. The question is, how can we go into this mikvah? Let's say we can go. We now have a heter to go. We don't hold like that we're going to be maker like the Rama allows us to be. But still, if I can't go into the heated pool, how can I go into the mikvah? So even though it's, let's say you'll tell me that you'll heat it up on Friday, right? You'll bump the temperature up to 125, and then a couple of hours later, it'll slowly cool off so that it'll still be warm by the time you get there on Friday night. It's still a problem. Because Chazal were concerned about unscrupulous people who worked in a mikvah. Can you imagine? We cannot imagine such a thing because the people who work in our mikvahs are tremendous tzidkanios and mostri nefesh. But there was a time when bathhouses were, you know, people who worked there were not so fine. And so what they would do is they would not heat it up before Shabbos. They'd throw in the coals and they'd add the hot water on Shabbos v'atzmo. So the Gemara says, and in Shabbos on Lamitas and Beis, Chamin Shehochmu Me'er Shabbos Lemachar, Rochitz Bohen Panav Yadav Araglav. A person who heats up water on Erev Shabbos, they can wash their face, they can wash their hands, their arms, their legs on Shabbos, Avalo Kol Gufo. Right? So if you could somehow insulate that pool of water such that it would still be warm on Shabbos afternoon, you may not go swimming in your heated pool that was, even if you turn the switch off, on Erev Shabbos. The Karban Nisanal says, Mikanani misnagi l'mashukasa b'shalas v'shuvas chacham tzvi, siman yud alef, l'hater tfilas isha b'meicham in b'Erev Shabbos. So the Chacham Tzvi says, so the Karban Nisanal says that the Chacham Tzvi is matirit. He says, I don't see it. It's a problem to go into a mikvah on Shabbos. So he suggests, so the Chacham Tzvi says, no, go ben ashmashos, ayin sham barichos. The Chacham Tzvi says you should go before Tzeis HaKochavim on Shabbos, and this way the Chumrah of Shabbos and the Chumrah, this Gezerah that Chazal instituted in the Gemara, b'chaim shahochum b'shmer Shabbos is aser berechitza kol gufo, that would not apply ben ashmashos. And so if that's the case, so go ben ashmashos, then you can go kol gufo, and you'll be fine. So the Karban Asal is not happy with this. Imkain habitarti de sasri hadadi. It's an internal contradiction. Im ben ashmashos yom hu linyan Shabbos. If you're going to tell me that it's that ben ashmashos is considered Shabbos, havi yom linyan sfira zayin. So it counts for zayin akim. If you miss your bedika on Friday, if you're counting already for Shabbos, so you can count ben ashmashos. We say shkia is a hard stop. So if shkia is a hard stop, then Ben Ashmashos, which is after Shkia, the time between Shkia and Seis, is going to be Shabbos. You can't go to the mikvah on the seventh day. So therefore, Havilayla Linyan Sfira Zayin, and if it's considered nighttime, Havilayla Linyan Esr Shabbos, it should be the same din. V'tzarech Lomar, So have you been ashmashos min hayom min halayla? So yes, it's been ashmashos a little bit of both. V'chashvin al nesfira zayin layla l'inin Shabbos yom. It's considered not really Shabbos, and it's also considered the nighttime of Shabbos. V'ikra din kasafti barichos. Now here's the problem. The Karban Nisanal says that I wrote a lengthy response to the Chacham Tzvi, and we don't have it. But we're going to take his word for it. Shetfilas me mikvah bechamen lo havi bechal gezeres mechatzos. He says there is such an isser of going into a pool, but it doesn't apply here, huh? But it doesn't apply here by when it comes to tefillah b'mikvah, and you're just going to have to take the Karban Nisanal's word for it because we don't have the kasavti ba'arichos brought in anywhere else. A little bit of a problem, but this is really the only kula that we have to be able to be tovel in a warm mikvah. No one's going to suggest that a woman should go into a freezing cold mikvah tomorrow night when it's going to be 17 degrees. That's not going to be a kiyum of shalom bayis, and it's probably going to be very uncomfortable for everybody involved. So the Noda Bihuda in Madura Tinyana or Achayim Shele Chav Dalid says, Kabalti Mechtavo to Rav Yosef Kratshein. Says, I received your letter. B'mikvah Shenosin L'socha Chamin. So they add hot water. Echis Nagu B'tvila B'lel Shabbos. V'ra'isi Daito Shafilu Poshrin. Right, even if you put in, even if it's not hot, but it's not cold, lo, and we don't know exactly what that temperature is, which makes it a little bit complicated. Lo yu hamayim rak shetafig tzinasan. Right, you just want to remove the chill. So if you turn on the tap right now, it's cold. You never want to be tovel in that. But if you turn a little bit of hot water, not to make it warm, but just to make it a little bit more comfortable, that's what it means. L'hafig tzinaso. V'kasav sholadaito kachal yo'osin l'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kipurim. The Gemara says b'feirish that if a kohen gadol was uncomfortable, they would add hot stones into the mikvah to make it a little bit more comfortable for him. Now, they weren't making it warm, because again, we have that iser of mayim shehuchim b'shabbos, and the same thing would apply to Yom Kippur. But they would add the stones in to make it to remove the chill. Hine chazina l'daito shalama davar ze milishan demasnis biyoma to kamar shetafik tzinasin. So we know that by Yom Kippur l'daiti emi zaraya. So it says in Oda Bihuda that you can't compare the Kohen Gadol warming up the mikvah for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to warming up a mikvah for a person who's going to be tovel on Leil Shabbos. Why? Because the lo dafka ka'amar dehasam lav bedine rechitza bechamin asik, we're not talking about rechitza, we're talking about tefillah for the Kohen Gadol. So how you need some way that he's going to be able to be tovel. Lahoras hadin bezaraka amar mashal yos in the Kohen Gadol v'lohay tzarech rak shemafik tzinasan. It's only for the Kohen Gadol. You can't apply that case to tefillah. He's saying that when the Gemara brings the heter to add the stones, it's not mayim shehochmu, it's just lahafik tzinasam. And so therefore you're not warming it up, you're just removing the chill. And it's not for rechitza, which is what the Gemara is talking about in Shabbos, it's talking about tevila.
Right, so there's a woman going to the mikvah. To apply the same standard as the Kohen Gadol, though, would seem to be fine, right? To say that it's heated to the point of just taking the chill out, it's not rechitza there either. It's not hot. Why is the Kohen Gadol's mikveh any special mikveh? Why is it okay for the Kohen Gadol to have hot rocks in his mikveh? Why is a woman going to mikveh like rechitza? What?
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's the real answer though.
There's no rules of gezeira.
Right.
Right.
So then why not get it up before Yom Kippur altogether? That's it.
Because it doesn't
hold. Right.
What?
Because it doesn't hold.
But, okay. Apparently it does hold because we used to heat up the bathhouses Erev Shabbos and then people started cheating. So it does hold. Just
I don't think we're concerned about that in the Mikdash.
Right, but you don't have to be concerned about the mikdash. So why are they buying the hot rocks? If there's no shvus, let them heat up the mikvah before Yom Kippur, and that's it.
I don't think it helps.
Okay.
Because here's something you're using backwards logic on the here's something.
Yeah. So the Noda The note that Behuda continues says, "Va'oda hasam yom kippurim atzma hayinos." Then we're proud lefima demoki sham biyoma b'shalach gilat zira f'mele lo hayirakadi lahafik tinasam va'od halosh sham bizman abayis kai u'meyom yemar shakvar gazru arachitza. Right, they didn't have the gzera yet, and so therefore it wasn't a problem. I forgot. I thought it was there. Va'od halo ein shvus b'mikdash. So the only problem is poshrin and not to warm it up to poshrin. So the Akshama Divriya Tosis of Shabbos, even in the Tosis, like we said before, Nation Mafshir Mashmar Katsas, the Gamba Poshrin Asr, so it sounds like maybe the Gemara in Shabbos is telling us that poshrin, that lukewarm water is also a problem. Nirlin is dainty, the Hasan Biyoshiv Mischamim Kenegan Hamadura. So maybe there, if you're sitting really up against the fire, v'sham asur afilu b'poshrin, the doma karochets b'chamin, v'chenanim asur esal, I can't make that the word, sheyachnu ha-chamin l'mikvah, ba'or ayom gadol, k'dei shetachshach, ben kach lo ha-yurak poshrin. So he suggests, and it says in Odebi Huda, that they should warm it up before Shabbos, so it's only lukewarm. With a guf hadin ra'isi b'sefer carbon asanal. So now he quotes the carbon asanal that we just learned together. B'perek ma b'memad likin simin chavtalid shekasav shetfilas mei mikva b'chamin ainu b'chlal gzeris merchatzos. He says it's not included at all. V'amnam kasav milsa b'litam. There's no, he has no support for this. He says harachli, but we don't have it. U'bali raya u'maflig lomar shekasav arichos ve'elan alisma chaldaver shalobir elanu tamo. Right? If a rabbi ever tells you something and doesn't back it up, and even if you ask him for this far, he doesn't back it up, maybe that's not a good answer that we don't have to rely on. And so therefore, v'ani amarti ulai dafka rechitza asru she'ikur hatam shema yicham b'shabbos. So maybe it's only rechitza that's a problem and not tevila. Avol tevila de lo mishkachas el tekef b'kinisas la shabbos sharei tzarech lios samach lechafifa. And so therefore he says that it's not really a gzera because it's a different set of circumstances. So the Beis Meir says also that the only heter is to really take the chill out of the water, and that's why Rav Schechter says that it's also the only way that you'd be able to shower on Yontif would also be lahafik tinasi. You can never take a hot shower. So the Chacham Tzilin and the Behuda, they all want to be makel b'posherim. But that won't help because our mikvahs are not just not cold. Our mikvahs are really hot. So the Chacham Tzvi says that the Isra Tefillah b'Shabbos is a derabanan. And if you go ben Ashmashos and kol davar she'asur mishum shvos lo asur ben Ashmashos, and so therefore maybe the Isra doesn't apply at that point, and that really is the only heter that we can find for a very hot or a really comfortable, I would say, mikvah. Problem is that the mikvah is not open ben hashmashos, right? No one's allowed to go and be tovel ben hashmashos. We say it's safek yom, safek lailo. So how can I get into this question? If going ben hashmashos, the Chacham Tzvi's suggestion seems ridiculous. So the only heter is the carbon asanel, quoted by the Shaar HaTzion, actually, in Siman Shin Chavav Sifkat and Hey, that B'Shas HaDchak, we can rely on the Karban Nisanel, who says that Issur Rechitza B'Chamin doesn't apply to Tevila. And so the Karban Nisanel's Truva is difficult to be Somechan, but it's all we have, and so the Shaar HaTzion brings it down the Halacha. The Avnei Nezer, quoted in the Bali HaShulchan, in Hilchos Nida, writes that this Heter is so weak that a person should only be Somechan to a very, very bare minimum. So what does that mean? Number one, it means that you shouldn't linger in the mikvah any longer than you absolutely have to. Go in, do a tefillah, and get out. It means that you can't, some people have the minhag of going a couple of times, of dunking a couple of times. There's no heter for that. You have the heter to go one time, because it's really, you're on very shaky ground to be able to be there in the first place. So certainly to be there any longer might be an issur d'rabbanan, and so we want to get you out of there as soon as possible. The last point, halachically, is that of the Avnei, how much time? Yeah, a couple more. The Rabbi writes in Bali HaNefesh that it's aser to be tovel on Shabbos. So why? Because of schita seyar. We're concerned that she's going to squeeze her hair and wring the water out of her hair, especially on a night like, let's say, tomorrow night. Person, you know, Bubby would get, say, we get sick. If you go outside with wet hair, and certainly coming out of a mikvah, You're going to be sopping wet if you can't squeeze it out. So the Ravid says, Vanitama, Heich Ishu Yechol Litbo B'Leli Shabbos U'Yantav Ve'ech Tinatzal Mischita Seyar V'Lechein. He says, because I can't get out of this problem, Omar Ki Re'uya HaTvila Litchos Ad Motzei Shabbos U'Motzei Yantav. So says the Ravid, you can never have a person go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos or on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yantav. So what does Schita B'Seyar mean? It can really mean one of two things. Either it means that it's melabin, when I squeeze something out, it's the normal process of laundering, right? If I take a towel and I want to clean it, so I get it all wet, and then I squeeze it out, and hopefully the stain comes out with the water and the soap and whatever else is mixed in there. That's melabin. Number two would be dush, right? If I want to squeeze the liquid out so that I could benefit, if I have an orange, I have a grape, and I want the juice, so I squeeze it out, the schita, and then I benefit from it. But Schita b'seyar isn't melabin because there's no libun begufo shel adam. Right? It doesn't apply. You're not laundering a person's body. So what is it? I might have just lost the recording. Probably a tola d'dash. It looks like I'm extracting the water out of my hair. But the Tosfos in Ksubos and Vav tells us that dush only applies when you want the liquid, right? If you're squeezing and if you're holding an apple or you're holding an orange and juice comes out, that's not dush. It's you don't want the juice. You want it to stay in so that you can eat it and enjoy the juice and the fruit together. So here, what would you do? How can we call this dush? So it's difficult to understand, but we know that there's an Isser Schita B'Seyar, which is Beferish and Isser in Shulchan Aruch. And so therefore, in the Gemara in Shin Chav Ches, the Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Chav Ches, says that what's the classical case of Schita is a person drops the jar of oil on the ground and it cracks, and she wants to be able to salvage some of the oil. So she puts it into her hair to use her hair as a kli, as a some type of vehicle to transport it back to her house. So when she gets home, she's going to wring her hair out, and then she's going to be able to have it to use. But to assume that it's also, that's really where she wants it, right? There she's dafka putting it in for a purpose, and she's taking it out for a purpose. Going to the mikveh, you're not putting it in. You certainly don't care about it coming out. So it really should not be a problem of schita. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, who says that there's no malabin or dash when it comes to a person who wants to wash their beard on Shabbos. It should be the same thing. Man's beard should be no different from a woman's long hair. If you can't put water in the long hair to the mikvah, you shouldn't be able to wash your beards. The Moshe says it's not a problem of malabin or dash, and it's psikreisha de lo nichale, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Furthermore, the Beis Yosef says in Kuf Tzadites that b'makom mitzvah, they got rid of the entire gezera of schita b'seyar, and so therefore, certainly b'makom mitzvah of tefillah, a person should definitely be able to go and be tovel the mikvah. I just want to conclude with the opportunity that we have, again, 14% of the time to be able to be tovel on Shabbos. Very often the hachanos and the preparations and the work and the planning that goes into it is distracting. A person loses the sense of opportunity that exists to be able to be tovel, to be able to be in a state of tahara, to be able to enjoy Shabbos in a whole different way. So the pasuk, when we're talking about Shabbos, the pasuk says, Vayechalu kim bayom hashvi. Rashi says, what exactly did Hashem stop? He stopped working, he stopped creating. What did Hashem do on Shabbos? Rashi says, Mahayom ha'olam chaser. What was the world lacking? It was lacking menucha. It was lacking rest. And the Panim Yafo says that we see that the menucha can also be shayach and asiyah. Lasos is HaShabbos. What does it mean to make a Shabbos? Make a Shabbos is not just about sitting back, you know, and sleeping all day. That's not making anything. That's letting Shabbos pass by. You're missing out on the opportunity. Asiyah, to lasos is a Shabbos, is to make an environment, an avira, a situation of menucha, of tranquility, of peace, of you know, love and harmony in a home. That's something that's very special. And so one way of enjoying menucha together is the opportunity for a husband and wife to be together on Shabbos, on Friday night. The opportunity of the mitzvah of Ona, the mitzvah of Peru Revu, and it's a time together. And certainly tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. But too often we lose the opportunity and we lose the appreciation of what that opportunity really is. There's an interesting research study that I found last week. It just happened to come across, and that's really where the title came from. So obviously, a husband and wife are together, there's a release of a hormone called oxytocin. And there's this new research, let me just find page 2, that says that it's produced during intimacy. And Dr. Patty Van Kappelen says that spirituality and meditation have each been linked to health and well-being in previous research, but that she was interested in understanding the biological factors that may enhance spiritual experiences. And she says that oxytocin appears to be part of the way that our body supports spiritual beliefs. That when given oxytocin, the subject was more likely to agree with the statement that all of life is interconnected and that there's a higher plane of consciousness or spirituality that binds all people. Which is to say that when a husband and wife are able to be together and the release of oxytocin doesn't just lead to a debug, a sense of reunification, but that it enhances their ruchnias, right? That there's a physiological reaction that allows them to see and to grow together. And I think that's something that can only happen on Shabbos. When you have the Kedusha, you have the Neshama Yisera, and you come to shul on Shabbos morning and you're excited, you're looking to grow, and you're growing together. And so, Amir Tashem, we should be Zocha to always be able to be medakdek and all of the halachos of Taras Meshbacha Kechud HaSara, and together not only as a community, but especially as families together, to be able to always be Bnei Aliyah, to be able to grow together, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ingrained within the Bria. We don't even, like, took until this year for somebody to realize the impact that this hormone can have, this neurotransmitter, excuse me, I'm in front of a psychologist, that it can have on such a, on an individual. And it's a tremendous opportunity. A wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.
I want to thank Rabbi Baiju for a phenomenal